Hi, we're ready yet, and you're listening to Standing Room Only on killradio.org.
Here's a song from our recently released record, New Record Highs. This is called Airport Girl.
Standing room only, right here on Kill Radio. Ray the Jet, how's it going?
Hey, hey man, how are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
All right. Hello, Radio Land.
Not doing so well.
Thanks so much for having us.
I'm not feeling that great. It's Friday.
Well,
yes, the Friday bug. I'm so sad on Friday. I hate the week.
Do you have a bad case of the Fridays?
Yeah, I hate. I wish it was Monday so I could be happy and go back to work at 7.
Yay.
7 o'clock Eastern time.
Yes, that's for right. You guys.
Yeah, 4 a.m. Pacific. That's a good time to get to work. Everybody's enjoying that.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Well, it was a good show, so thanks for being on.
Thanks,
hey, we'll see everybody next
week. All right,
you guys
take care. Good night.
Right, good
wow,
night.
I really shouldn't have done so many drugs in high school, because I could have sworn he just said, see you later.
Yeah, I think he did, too.
I could have sworn you were in clothes five minutes ago, too.
This interview was as long as our song.
This interview was over. Yeah, it's going to play live for us tonight, right?
I think
absolutely.
We don't have much of a choice.
Yeah. You're at gunpoint.
Oh, man.
Live gunpoint radio. Well, let's start out by introducing all of you, all 18 of you. And we'll start over here.
Oh, the choir. Start with the choir.
All right, we'll start with the choir. Yay. So tell me who you are. Don't tell me. Tell your radio fans out there in Radio Land who you are and what you do. And let's leave it at that.
Hello, killradio.org listeners. This is Jeremy Levy. I play bass and backing vocals for Ready the Jet. I'm the guy who does the thing.
Hi, I'm Jay, and I'm the drummer.
And I'm Matt, and I do the guitar.
You do the other thing.
The other thing, and the tambourine hat. I wear the tambourine hat.
There's no tambourine
on
hat.
On special occasions? Is that when that comes out?
You can, for those
on, who, on National Tambourine Day, right?
Yeah.
It's when you wear the tambourine
hat.
The
listeners will think you're telling the truth because they can't see it.
Well, they believe anything we tell them, so.
I'm rich.
I'm pretty.
I'm a Bazooka Joe comic book.
That's what I was going to say.
And you, sir, are a wad of gum.
Okay, I'll take it.
He yeah. turned into a wad of gum.
Stepped it.
A comic wad.
He is Jewish. Did he have to do...
Okay, kill his mic.
Kill radio.
Where's
mic.
The back button? Is there a back button on this thing?
We need that, that little stenographer thing that, comes right. that you carry around with you. Yeah. There, so we can read the record.
Like the monkey stenographer who sits there and types. Exactly. He's like a cute little monkey.
But he would be laughing if he read it back.
Well, yeah, because he's a monkey.
And it's funny.
It's had to work a monkey joke in there. I don't know, it was funny in my head. I want to hear about how you got the name Ray the Jet, and then maybe we can get to some of your fantastic music.
I can tell that story.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah, I know it.
Okay, let's
all right.
Is it funny? And if not, make it funny.
Well, okay, let's see. what was funny, actually, because I definitely need Jeremy's help on this,
okay.
was that we went through at least two or three full notebook pages worth of names before we finally settled.
Really?
Now, I don't remember really any of the highlights, but I bet Jeremy remembers some of the best ones on there.
No, some of the best ones were like Tornado Season Finale.
That was a good one.
Interesting.
That was actually pretty good.
There was something about a Pacific Motel or something like that. What was that one?
Motel West, which I was.
Motel West.
It sounds too much like, hi, this is Athens, Georgia. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
I kind of liked Bob Holocaustus, I thought was kind of okay.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And then definitely George Jefferson Starship Enterprise runner car.
Oh, yeah. Fits on the t-shirts nicely, that one.
The Betty White stripes.
We were actually,
oh, very nice.
We
yeah.
were actually
Betty White,
first
classy
show,
lady.
We actually had flyers around the that were called Paper Plane Crash.
Oh yeah,
and it was actually we were actually Paper Plane Crash about 5 minutes until we found out that not only did somebody copyright that name, but said somebody happens to be a folk duo playing like the streets of San Francisco. And I'm not talking about Carl Linden. I'll get that.
Oh, cool request line.
Oh, we have a caller calling
in. Shut up.
To talk to you here.
Hey, Kill Radio, you're on the air on Standing Room Only. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Chris Martinez calling from Avenue of the Stars. I'd like to say you're listening to Kill Radio on Kill Radio.
Chris Martinez, hey, thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for these fine young gentlemen here in Ready the Jet?
Yeah, you guys sound pretty cool over the radio. What are you guys wearing? And like, how long have you been playing music together? And who came up with your whole look?
I believe the question was, what are you wearing? And how long have you been...
I'm wearing an embarrassed shirt, and the buttons are undone.
He's taken his shirt off. While I had my back turned, he took his shirt off, basically.
I put it back on because it wasn't very... I was pretty uncomfortable.
How long have we been a band together, Jeremy?
It'll be 3 years come next month.
Next Yom Kippur.
It's actually kind of an interesting story. Next Yom Kippur. It will be Yom Kippur.
Really pays off.
He said something about it paying off. Are you trying to pay us off?
Yeah, I got paying in time dollars, actually. I got this new barter system I'd like to spread.
Awesome.
Show and
we'll haggle.
Know that time is money, and money is time. And together we can take back this country to what it once was intended to be.
You called into the show before, haven't you?
And is this the Rusty Humphreys hour?
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Do you have anything else to say?
Smash the system.
And I was going to say I have coupons for time and money and stuff like that.
You have coupons for free issues of time?
Yeah, something like that. And
awesome.
That too, yeah.
You have created a lot of thought-provoking. So thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, bye-bye.
Buy our album twice. Oh,
my pineal gland hurts.
I think he was gone a while ago. All right, your first call. Excellent. Awesome. Well, it must be one of our fans. I haven't even given out the number yet.
That's awesome because I thought I unplugged the phone.
Yeah, I know.
If anyone wants to come, we'll give away the t-shirts and stuff, whatever.
Yeah, we've got CDs.
Bring your guns down to the Kill Radio studio, which is...
I live in this neighborhood, biatch. This is my hood.
213. No, it's a great neighborhood. We have a lot of weird stalkers, though. I don't know if you're aware. Most of them are me, but, you know.
As opposed to the ones
I gotta
cool.
go, guys. I'll see you later.
213-252-0998 is the number to call. If you want to be cool like Chris Martinez,
I tried to promote
give us a call.
This afternoon.
Did you?
As much
excellent.
As I could.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he even sent me an email saying, hey, guess what we're doing? I'm like, oh, cool. So he got me aboard.
Exactly.
Well, we have a lot of listeners, I can see, from the big listener board. So we're doing pretty well.
The stock market.
B-O-R-E.
Yeah.
It's like the top of the Chrysler.
No, if it was the stock market, it'd be going down. It's going up.
I thought
so
it was like the smokers killed this year, like with the numbers. 750 something Dan.
Gazillion, it says on the end. It's hard to read because it's in Greek.
It's in Latin.
Yeah.
Snort.
A poster board in Latin.
Why did you start on Yom Kippur?
He said he wanted to be a fast band.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we weren't eating. We were fast.
That was a slow burn. Yeah.
Thank you.
I actually didn't get it until you started explaining it, but I appreciate it.
A joke grenade.
You pulled the pin, and five seconds later,
very nice.
No,
it explodes.
Bugatti. Do you want to hear a story of how we met, or should we rock? What are you thinking here?
I think I should hear a story about how you met that rocks.
Oh, here, this one does kind of rock, actually.
Yeah, you should tell the story of how we met you. We'll tell the story about me and Matt later, but tell them how we found you.
How you bailed him out of jail.
For a few weeks, I was kind of like checking online. The Fold, the promotional studio that sets up bands at like Silver Lake Lounge and Tangier and whatnot.
Yeah, Tangier.
Exactly. Would send out these weekly email blasts. And at the bottom of said blast would always have these musicians classifieds wanted. And for a while there, I was just kind of like messing around, looking for something that might, strike my interest, like REM.
Stalking Heart. The Heart Sisters.
Yes, yeah, but the skinny one. And then she started eating.
Half hour into
Don't lose the story, dude.
I think the story is starting to degenerate. Right. I don't want to.
Anyway, no, I found something that kind of spoke to me that was pretty much like a drummer in an already established band looking to set up power trio, needed a bassist, backing vocals a must. Influences are, here's the catch.
Uh-huh.
Influences are Mission of Burma, Husker Du, Dinosaur Jr., and Superchunk.
Okay.
And I was thinking all right, who did I tell that I was doing this? Because I thought someone was pulling a fast one on me. That's pretty freaking specific. Well, I meet up with these guys because I'm pretty much I might be the one you want. The one you want. It turns out I was the only person in the entire city that answered the ad.
That's the kicker to that story right there. Only one person answered the ad. This man right here.
And hence the band was born. Right. It was fate. It was kismet.
We knew. In fact, actually, for the first several, probably 2 months that Jeremy was in the band, Matt was so consumed with the idea that it was too good and that Jeremy would ultimately grow disinterested and leave.
I'm actually about to leave right now.
and then it came true.
I quit.
No, that's funny because I'm about to leave too. Awesome. So,
well, can I leave too?
Can I borrow you?
Enjoy the show, dude. We're out of here.
Turntable, it's worth something.
Yeah. This is a tough room.
Everyone come down to the Kill Radio studio. Pick something you like. Everything must go.
Not the Zildjians.
Yeah, but you won't like Matt. Don't pick that.
Yeah, and the midget in the corner, that dude's, I don't know what he's doing, but just let him alone. Just let him do what he's doing.
Don't touch him. Sit on him.
Let's hear some music.
All right.
Let's do it. Oh, we have another call.
You have many fans.
Hey, standing room only. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
This is an anonymous caller telling them to play music now.
Play music now.
You got it.
We can take a hint. Okay.
Hey, anonymous caller, what's your name?
Anonymous.
All right.
I've met you before, Anonymous. Annie Maness.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in. And what was your name again?
She said Annie Maness.
I'll call back later.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
So we're going to play a rainbow now.
All right.
It looks like, I think this is our first tune off our new record Highs.
Excellent.
Our debut album just came out a couple months back. You can find it online, cdbaby.com, iTunes, Rhapsody,
And that album is just Rhapsody. Self-titled, Ready to the Jet?
No, it's actually called New Record Highs.
Oh, okay.
It's very very confident.
Ah, excellent.
So this is the opening song. It's called Liquorama.
Ready to the Jet, live on Standing Room Only.
How does this one go?
Okay. I know it starts in A.
A what?
Yeah. You have to do it.
I learned the method, said, let it run through my fingers. welcome to my nihilistic existence. Zoom by the sun on a kiss that fights all resistance. It's the only thing I have saved as we both go on our desperate ways. Beyond the belief and his beach panorama, the sun will shoot the bears as I drive past the liquor on my. The sun's here on my stasis age. They're tearing them down every day. Heading east to a blistered concrete ocean. Washington, mirror holds a blinding setting sun. Bah, the chapter's over. Bah, window panes of summer.
Okay, that was...
Can we do that one again?
That was my impression of a college radio DJ. Okay, that was...
And live in the studio, we have...
Loggins and Messina.
All
and
right.
Jay Oliver.
That's the first Messina. Track on your album. That's
yes,
right
Liquorama.
Excellent.
We recorded it in our own rehearsal space for free.
Yep. Uh-huh. The Liquorama Dome.
Yeah, the Liquorama. Yes.
That's and a dream.
There's like nothing to do but.
That's mine. You can't steal that. That's my idea. You can't steal it.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. Any stories about that song you can think of?
How did you come up with
special?
That?
Yeah,
well,
where'd that come from?
That song, it comes from, there's an actual place called Liquorama on Western and La Brea.
There is? Is it a strip club?
It's a liquor store, believe it or not.
I thought
it's
it was
just a liquor store.
Was good
and that
though,
was about right? Where my day ended every day after work, was right when I passed by Liquorama.
Okay.
Got away from all the thoughts of Venice and bad memories.
Matt
and
was living in Venice.
Yes,
when,
at the time.
I lived in Venice for a while
when
actually.
We first got started playing again.
Yeah, okay. I know.
This is the part where I should mention that Matt and I were actually in a band together 12 years ago in Connecticut, and we didn't speak for about 10 years.
You were in the Connecticut Yankees.
Yes,
good
exactly.
Band. Yeah.
And... then our
eHarmony brought us together.
Yeah, our old
really
match.com.
You're kidding.
Caller, shut up.
Just gonna plug eHarmony.
Hey, caller, you're on standing room only. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Amos Kinkle.
Anus Kinkle.
And
Amos Kito.
You like feedback noises? Because I just gave
that
you
was
some.
Negative what? Feedback.
I will tell you. I am big fan of Ready the Jet. I am calling actually from Connecticut, USA.
You know what? Amos, you know the thing about Amos Kito is that he's a street performer. He performs with one cobra.
Sounds like the guy who drove my cab the other
day. Poison Eye. But I just want to say, Ready the Jet, that I am. Your sound is magnificently overwhelming, and I enjoy it very, very much. And to keep it short for you.
That's a nice way to say it's really loud.
It is wonderful and overwhelming and magnificent. And one more thing I want to say is, Ready the Jet, please, for the love of God and for the whole world, keep going, man. Keep going.
We'll do it for you, Mr. Connecticut.
All right.
Connecticut, USA.
Mr. Kito.
You know, we 100% believe that you're calling from Connecticut, and we'd like to thank you for calling in.
Yes, well, keep going, man.
All right.
And
thank you.
That's the capitalism. Goodbye.
Okay.
Fool.
I would like to say,
I can't
for the
argue
record,
with that. Death
that,
to capitalism.
I love that man.
Yeah, that was awesome. Death to capitalism. No arguments here.
Not at all, man.
Yep.
No, not at all.
So purchase your piece of Kill Radio by going to killradio.org. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no shit. Like, get your name like on a
on a grain of Kill Radio rice. That's right.
Oh, that's Venice. You're talking Venice.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah, we speak the Venice language. Yeah. We know what's going on.
A grain of rice. That's all you have
yeah.
to say.
Uh-huh.
I would have said, you're from Venice.
What's the best place you've ever played? Like your favorite place you've ever played?
The Troubadour.
The Troubadour? And why is that?
Skylab.
Free Wheaties.
We got to open up for Sam I Am.
Oh, awesome.
Last fall because... Why?
Oh, I know some people.
Uh-huh.
Actually,
little severed horse head in a bed.
The band that Matt and I had opened for Sam I Am in 1993.
Really?
Oh, that's right. You did the email thing. Yeah.
I just knew Sergi, the guitar player, a little bit just from that. But also I knew a guy that runs the record label that they're on. So, we cheated.
And then there's the time we headlined at the Staples Center.
Uh-huh, yes. And
the Staples Center is spelled S T A P L Y.
It's actually a cardboard box down on Wall Street. And
so, the Lakers opened up for us.
There's like three tents. Yeah. It's like on 6th and what? Like
the Lacours, as they're called.
The Lacours. Yes.
Right, yeah.
No, they did open up.
Yeah, 6th and Wall
very
Street.
Sweet and
oh, very cool.
They let us in.
Excellent. Yes.
They
ripped our ticket and showed us to our seats.
Wait, that was Gallagher, dude.
There were beans everywhere. It was crazy.
Watermelon.
Yes. I like the baked beans bit, actually. With the
baked beans band?
No, the baked beans bits with like baked beans everywhere.
Oh, yes.
I'm just rambling. You guys can, you know. You can ask your own questions. I'm just going to sit here and ramble for a while.
What's the radio?
What's a radio?
Yes.
A radio is something that transmits across different frequencies. What?
Oh, you got to play like one of Jeremy's influences.
Oh,
come on.
Would you like to hear another song, another CD?
We can do that, certainly. Yeah. Then we'll come back with the hard questions because I have all the. Uh-oh. I looked up all your highly personal information. I've got your website.
You can find that at www.myspace.com/readythejet.
California Correctional Institute.
/secrets.
And
/NAMBLA.org.
Yes, exactly.
That's just Jeremy.
Got your National Security Administration dossier right here. What track did you say? Six?
Number six, please.
What's Jeremy going to play?
Introduce introduction to this?
Yes, please.
I was just leaving from Tyler, Texas, moving to Little Rock, Arkansas, and discovered Husker Du for the first time.
Oh, good boy.
And it was so amazing, it made me cry. And we're going to play for you. We're not going to play for you. Celebrated Summer, off their New Day Rising album. This song pretty much defines everything that's cool about post-punk and what brought me to Uncle Tupelo and the Replacements and all the blah, 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 blah.
And inspires him to write spoken word poetry.
Yes, exactly.
All right, and more Ready to the Jet with some live music after this.
Celebrated Summer.
With their number one hit.
College hit. Celebrated Summer.
Yes. College tour.
It came out when I was 13.
Let's listen to the track, shall we?
Somebody will find me at another line.
the sun disintegrates between a wall of clouds. I summer where I winter at. No one is allowed there.
Okay, that was...
And we will call that the end of the song.
Awesome. What's this for you, ladies and gentlemen?
And you're listening to Standing Room Only on Kill Radio.
We are Ready the Jet, and here's another track off of our debut record, New Record Highs. This one's called Some Kick Roller Coaster, and you can check us out at myspace.com/ReadyTheJet.
Slash Izzy.
All right, Ready the Jet live on Standing Room Only.
Coaster. Every turn's a new blur. You go round and you're down and up higher. Half pound sold out. You could die from her at the end of the pier. On a ride you can't steer. Belted in, dollar grip above the waves that crush all the children. And your year's vacation wishes is peeled away, you cold aesthetic skin. You want to do this so you can't save
us. Beta, beta, beta.
Didn't land for this ride. Just
beta.
Hot crests and quick blows. No stomach left for hot blows. Some kick. Some scream, but the fun is getting pulled below. Riptides flow, splashing expectations into pixelations. A round trip,
step
back to who you were before this useless trip. This holiday, yes, it's better breathing.
But this is where we live, this is you, where this ends.
Time will pass in all your aches.
Beta, beta, beta.
This is love, this is your vacation.
Beta.
Rock.
Nice.
All right.
And roll. That was
together.
Great.
Oh, yes. Very weird. And I could even hear the clicks. And so I think I don't know what I did.
The clicks, did the clicks mess you up?
I think you kissed me.
I did kiss you. That's why you forgot the words. You went, did he kiss me?
Did you forget the words?
And then he kissed
me. I like one part. I did. Yeah.
He spoke it.
Well, sometimes you get clicks. Sometimes you get more clicks. So
Jeremy's
very eclectic.
Are you saying there was an extra click?
I think there was. I think there was two extra clicks in a row. It went click click. No, it went click. No, wait, wait, wait. Okay, well, let's get to some questions because maybe that's what people are waiting to listen to.
Sure.
Okay. Sure, whatever now. Not with the extra clicks involved.
With all that clicking.
We were set to play a show at the world-famous Roxy about a year and a half ago.
Is this going to be long, Jeremy? Because I can run across the way and go to Circle K because you're going to explain the story.
No, picture this, the Roxy, 1897.
Roxy. You'll be fine. No, don't leave. Seriously, don't leave. But I know, don't leave. I know. But anyway, we had our name on the marquee and everything like that. It's like,
right.
But the catch is that we were scheduled to play on the Sunset Strip on a Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And so whatever. So we get a little sound check and the curtains close and we're about to get started rocking.
By little, you don't mean midgets.
Midgets, exactly. And all of a sudden,
thank God.
We hear this like this just horrific yelp and turn around and apparently Jay on his way to the drums. We hadn't even started sound checking. Jumping off the drum, he kind of like managed to slice his leg or his shin on something sticking out of the drum. Yeah. Needless to say, the peg of his thing. It was a gusher, and we had the first sound guy rush over with the first aid kit and try to sew the thing up. And damned it, if we didn't have to cancel our show 5 minutes before we were supposed to play.
There was like 20 people there.
7:30 where we actually brought like a dozen people. And he just did it again.
Oh, how's your leg?
That's actually a fake leg now, right? That's a prosthetic leg?
That's a stunt leg.
Consequently, we've never been asked back.
Apparently, when you bleed all over the place, they don't ask you back. I don't know.
People get upset over the littlest things.
Well, this may be a redundant question now, but what's the worst show you've ever played? Or the worst place you've ever played?
Little Temple.
Was that the one?
I believe it.
Sorry, that was the worst.
Oh, that's Tempest. That's the same thing.
No, Little Temple is different.
There was one that was that, and then there was the Tempest. It was awful. That one time in the Tempest. No,
Little Temple is the one where we couldn't...
Yeah, Little Temple was
Little
awful.
Temple is
that
where we
worst.
Like we couldn't hear, we couldn't see...
Whoa. Is that place on Santa Monica that you see in the garage?
Yes. Right, yeah.
That was the worst.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that was the worst.
It's like, what's weird is like one of the bands before us and after us, they did fine. But I guess the sound guy decided to like leave during our set.
Nice.
And the light guy decided to leave during our set.
Right, they had rock agents.
Yeah, we exactly. Rock Asians?
Yeah, those two.
So it's weird. We actually like, Matt and I tried to switch microphones. We switched places and it just like. Nothing really worked that way.
We reversed polarity.
What's the name of the place that we played that is, I wish I could remember what its name is, like a letter or something, and we played there once in front of
M-Bar. The G-Spot.
The M-Bar. I think we played the M-Bar in front of...
No one could see... I couldn't see my guitar.
In front of two people. Yeah.
I literally think the bartender
had taken off at one point, and my friend Greg and another friend came, and they sat in the middle in the chairs, and we played
in the dark. That's an awkward space to play anyways. The acoustics are not good there.
Yeah, comics are there, and I actually did stand up there a couple times, but...
And we were out of clown makeup that night.
I know. Actually, the bartender.
What are you gonna do?
What other gigs were good besides Troubadour?
Oh, we actually like King King. The two shows we played at King King were pretty killer.
Zen Sushi
was always good. Our first practice show was in that lesbian bar in Long Island, in Long Beach.
I like the Long Island show the best.
The K Sera. That was like January 2005, and then a couple months later we had like our official LA show at Zen. And that was like
all our friends to show up,
and it was a magical, sweet, killer night.
All five friends.
Yeah. I brought 50 because I paid.
There were at least 120.
Exactly.
There were at least 120 or 150 people downstairs at Zen Sushi at night, and it was really great. I mean, it was so early on, and that was before they all knew what to expect from us, and. Now our friends don't love us anymore. Yeah. Well, actually, no, that's not true. A few of Jeremy's friends love us, but
when you throw hatchets at them, the audience, you know, it gets rough. People stop coming to your shows.
Bury them good. Deep and good.
Real good.
So that was your worst. Well, let's
play, like,
we should do another live song though. We only have 20 minutes left, so. But I want to ask you another question.
Sure.
Have you ever had any weird run-ins with, say, oh, I don't know, stalkers who stalk you around the stalking pole? I find
the problem
that
is that we're old and unattractive.
Bands usually in Los Angeles have some sort of weird, like, stalker story. Just any weird fans, you know?
There's this,
like something
that,
weird
that
that's happened.
Outside of Crenshaw on the exit. She's always there asking me for money. She might be stalking.
Uh-huh, she might
she's
be stalking
always there. Every
you,
time
yeah.
I come home from work, she's always right in my window. Like, always.
Right, but she,
well, maybe she'll call tonight.
It's like she knows when I'm getting off of work.
Because every other time, she's actually on Wall Street.
She's like, yes.
Yeah. Because she figures you'd be on Wall Street. Oh.
Party Marty might be stalking us.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, okay. What's the story there?
He's our new best friend.
Yeah.
He came to see us at the Troubadour.
Yeah, he's a promoter in the Inland, in the IE.
Oh, okay.
Like Riverside and Pomona stuff. And we love him.
And he's showing.
Okay, you're stalking him?
Yeah. All
it's
right.
A reverse stalking.
Damn it, I wasn't supposed
yeah.
to come
Damn, yeah. He didn't say reverse stalking. He said stalking.
You befuddled me with all that. With all your.
You sneak into his house. You steal his underwear
I play
and
with
pencils.
His beard.
Yeah.
He's got a squishy beard.
Squishy beard.
Fun Beard Time.
His underwear.
It's
going
to be the name of your next album. Bing. Fun Beard Time.
Should we play or listen to some more music?
Let's play another song.
Oh, let's do it.
That. What are you going to play for us?
This is the one that people seem to one of the ones that people seem to really love.
Look okay.
Besides the rest of the album. This is the second track off the LP, New Record Highs. This is called Satellites, and it's a power pop masterpiece.
All right.
Totally, we should do. Then Jeremy can sing,
yeah,
and then I can
cover.
Just rock.
Exactly, because right, you don't rock otherwise.
Good suggestion.
All right, Ready the Jet live on Standing Room Only.
Nice. Okay.
I'm gonna wait till the microphone is set, and he set it right at Jeremy's knee.
Awesome.
I hope your knee sounds great, Jeremy.
You need it.
I just totally expected that.
Yeah. Go.
I wait helplessly at night, watching news from satellites, kissing cues from cycle lines, thinking of your hazel eyes, missing with a jealous mind. I gave away my mad designs. The wine has made a fool of me again, and silence is just a fair weather friend. Unearthly fresh emotions, all my distracting chores are done, and I will cherish phantom hugs. It's sad enough to sink the sun. Wasted, wasted until I hear your voice again. Wasted, a useless missing precious wreck. The outdoor beach was golden light. But see me unless you're by my side. There's so many days to waste, but I won't enjoy them without your face. Wasted, wasted until I hear your voice again. Wasted, my useless missing precious wreck. Wasted on the love in a satchel. Wasted giving out yourself a lot. Wasted, 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 giving out yourself a little.
Okay, that was...
Stick Aside, over there in the corner. Sticks, jumping ship. I want to hear about some more of your influences, actually, from all of you.
Frankly,
Yeah. We only have a few minutes. Yeah. We'll get one more song in.
Like 1 minute.
Play a song.
Oh, thanks for nothing.
Shuts you up for a few minutes. When I moved to Little Rock and became friends with like all these guys who were playing soccer, who introduced me to like
pretty much every band that was in the back of the Rolling Stone College radio charts. This is like in the mid-late 80s.
Right.
And that's what kind of introduced me to like Scruffy the Cat and Camper Van Beethoven and Guadalcanal Diary and like Firehose and stuff like that. Kind of like showed me that there's life outside of like, you know, early MTV and album rock radio, that like some really like college power pop stuff was like the way to go.
Can I answer that?
Yes.
Awesome.
Matt and I actually met in the kind of the Connecticut punk rock scene and in the early 90s. And there was a really healthy DIY scene. And it was revolved a lot around a local record label called Vandal Children Records, run by a guy named Charlie Critch, and a club that we
one
had.
One of the heroes of Connecticut.
Absolutely. At one point, Roger Catlin, who is the rock critic for the Hartford Courant, described Charlie Critch as, and I quote, the patron saint of the punk rock scene. And that is about as accurate a description as you could probably have for Charlie Critch. And then there was a club called Studio 158, which was in North Windham. It was a very DIY, kind of like Gilman Street up in Berkeley kind of thing, nonprofit DIY punk rock club.
Okay.
And I mean, everyone from Bikini Kill to Avail to 7 Seconds and J Church and all those bands came through. And, you know, anyone that was anyone in punk or hardcore in the from 94 to 96 played there. And our old band had opportunities to play with Fugazi and Shudder to Think, Born Against,
Jawbreaker.
7 Seconds, Jawbreaker.
And that was at 158. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we played with Jawbreaker at Studio 158, and that was, you know, I mean, Jawbreaker came, I actually had the pleasure of booking Jawbreaker in Connecticut every year, once a year, for 4 years straight, 92, 93, 94, 95. And in 94, they came and played at Studio 158, and our band opened for them, and it was, you know, it was definitely one of the punk rock highlights of my life, for sure.
Opening up for a Fugazi.
Oh, man, that's a really good story. I'll tell this one quick.
Definitely.
Okay. No, because then we're going to play another song.
You can't leave for this very reason of the story.
Yeah.
Can someone staple him to the wall?
All right, this is the dirt you wanted here. Right, so Friday night, it was September of 1993, and the Friday night we opened for Sam I Am in New Haven in front of about 20 people and played fantastic. The next night at the University of Connecticut, we opened for Fugazi and Shudder to Think. And so we set up our gear, and there were, and I'm not even kidding, it was in the gymnasium, like a hangar. There were 3,000 people there.
Nice.
And so, you know, we're supposed to go on at 8 o'clock, and right at 8 o'clock, they're saying to us, me and the bass player, Greg, are standing there, and they said, all right, guys, you got to go on. But Matt had gone down to a infamous University of Connecticut bar called Huskies. And with Andy from Sorry Excuse, and then as they're telling us to go on, come on, go on, go on. And we and Greg and I are looking at each other, and we're saying, look, you know, our singer, we'll send somebody down there. And just as I said to Greg, come on, we gotta send somebody down there. Andy, I see Andy's head poke through the door as he comes in. Matt is staggering and has his arm around Andy's shoulder to keep him up. And Andy deposits him, which is exactly the term I'm looking for, on the side of the stage, puts the guitar around his neck, and pushes him onto the stage. And we go in front of 3,000 people. Nice. And the drunken antics culminated in when he broke a string on it. He was playing.
What was it?
When he's drinking, he plays very aggressively. He broke a string, took the guitar off, gave it to Andy, who gave him the backup guitar, and Matt straps the backup guitar and is standing. Now, 3,000 people are waiting. So now, in front of 3,000 people, 20 seconds feels like an hour.
Yeah.
So he is cannot for the life of him figure out why the guitar will not work. And I can see behind him, because I'm sitting on the drum set behind him, that the back panel has fallen off and the battery fell out and it's just an empty.
There's just
a little
that.
Plastic, you know, the thing that that 9-volt,
right,
the little thing that goes on top of the 9-volt.
Yeah.
It's just hanging,
out
of the bottom of his guitar. And oh, God, we're doomed.
My God.
So, but needless to say, we did not. It was a very. It was
there
such
was
only
a one bad song, and that was Charlie's Basement.
See, now I remember we opened with Another Change of Address. That I remember.
No, it was all good except for Charlie.
I seem to remember us playing kind of crappy.
What's great is 14 years later, Matt wants to leave the interview, go across the street, and grab a beer.
that's the irony.
It all comes full.
And I really
circle.
Hate when people misuse the word irony, and that definitely
Fugazi.
Was appropriate use of irony.
Congratulations, Jay. You win. You win the irony award.
No, Ronty.
Somebody get the ironic statue. And
should we play another song? You want to hear a cover song? We'll play a staple.
Let's do it. All right, cool. Cover song.
We're going to pay a staple center.
What? BMI or ASCAP on this one.
No, not yet. Did that law go into effect yet?
Oh, we don't care. Whatever. You know.
Awesome.
Okay. Just in case.
You don't have to pay for cover songs. Anyways,
just in case something did go into effect, this is not by Split Ends. Whew. I just covered this.
Yeah. Well, you never have to pay for cover songs.
Exactly. We don't have to pay a cover?
You only have to pay if you...
Well, who's the guy that like asked me for $5 to get in here?
If you play their song, you can do it.
Right.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Got you. That's all I want. Without you, that's a whole lot. I don't go out now that you're in. Sometimes we shout, 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 and that's no problem. I don't know why sometimes I get frightened. Look at you, you're a pageant. You're everything, think that I'd imagine. I don't go out and stay in my room. Sometimes we shout, you search us out. If you see my eyes, well, you know that I am. Because I don't know why sometimes I get frightened. If you see my eyes, well, that you're not. Everything that I'd imagine, I talk to you, I get no answer. You want me out, it gets on my nerves. I don't know why sometimes I get frightened.
Oh, cool!
Like
awesome.
Right during the interview.
Like while we were talking, while you were playing it, you were learning it.
I was like, we were talking to you about the Fugazi story. I'm like, you know what? I bet this is an A.
Yeah, you're working it out in your head. Hey, we can play this song. Sure, why not? No, it sounded great. It sounded good. It was really good.
Yeah,
these were great songs, actually.
Neil Finn.
We all met. All of us met at the. Benefit we did for Kill Radio down there at Safari Sam's, which was
a great venue,
show.
Man.
Yeah, it was fun.
Awesome.
It was fun, actually. And so I just want to put that plug in there. That's it.
No, that's all.
We're done.
Yeah, but people, like, I saw that John Doe is playing there.
Uh-huh.
And, no, well, we,
Got to thank the Ghost Lullaby for throwing us.
Oh yeah, they put that whole show together, which was fantastic, actually. That turned out to be a great show. Like, all five of those bands were really good.
I have Peach Fuzz on my MySpace thing with their song.
Yeah.
Jesse Deluxe. Are buddies of ours, especially the bass player Brian. I actually work with in the same office.
They're actually going to be on the show next week. Really? So, yeah, Jesse Deluxe.
Can we come?
I have to listen now.
You can come. You're welcome to come. You can heckle them. You can throw bottles at them. They love it. They're good sports. So, good stuff. Where can we find your music again? One more time.
We are at myspace.com/readythejet.
Excellent. And we can buy it from?
You can buy it from either CD Baby, or you can go on the MySpace iTunes. You can go on the MySpace page.
Camelot Music?
Yeah, Camelot. And Hastings.
Record Town?
Going down to Record Town.
We're going to do a little West Coast.
We're going to do a
West
Coast.
I was going to ask you, so what's going on?
It looks like on November 10th. Is that a Saturday, November 10th? Saturday, November 10th. We're going to be somewhere in Portland.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to find a couple places in around, maybe like San Fran, Oakland, Berkeley area, mayhaps, perhaps. San Jose. Possibly even Longview, Texas.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Or no, Tyler. Tyler's
Tyler,
good.
Exactly.
And Tyler, Texas. You know the national beer of Texas, right?
Is that, Scheinerbach or?
Lone Star.
Lone Star beer.
Lone
right,
Star
exactly.
beer is the, it says so on the can, the national beer of Texas.
I actually should know that.
Does
since
that
I
make sense grammatically?
Scheinerbach's more fun, yes.
Grammatically?
Scheinerbach is a lot more fun than Lone Star.
I'll give it grammatical credence.
Do you go to South? Do you do South by Southwest? Do you ever do that? Go to South by Southwest?
I have not. No,
that's
I almost
where you get
went.
The Lone Star and the Scheinerbach is flowing very freely.
Oh, yeah. Well, anywhere in time. I mean, you drive through Texas, you have to drink Lone Star while you're driving. It's the only way to drive through Texas.
And then the cops on 35, the ones that drive the IROC Zs, they'll come.
Yeah, the rocks. Yeah, the rocks.
Remember that forklift song, IROC Z?
Yeah, why don't you play it now for us? Just on the drums. Yep. I think I can play it.
For
I think I can play it and figure it
Matt
out.
Matt has
right
already
now.
Unplugged and he's like he's doing
I'm
the
challenging Jay to an IROC Z match
he's
now.
Giving us the like oh my god hint.
You've got 2 minutes to spend, so
we can play a song in 2 minutes, put your guitar back on.
Yeah?
Sure. Or we can play one of your recorded songs, or you guys can play a song.
Let's hit with one of the recorded
songs. You want to do that? Okay, which track number would you like to play?
Okay, it'll be number 15 on
it's different.
I love when the guitar solo comes in on this song. I think Matt did a great job.
I love when you come in.
Nice. It sounds like he recorded this on a Rickenbacker, but it's not a Rickenbacker.
It's an Orville Redenbacher.
An Orville Redenbacher.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, wait. Can we change our name to Orville Rickenbacker?
No, there isn't time.
Okay. I think that's actually two copyright infringements in one.
No, you're a copyright infringement. Zing.
Oh, he's gotcha. There's no possible come.
I'm rendered speechless.
What? All right. Let's hear it.
I can tell Matt's been singing in this microphone.
you can smell it.
Thank you for
having us, man.
Yeah,
thanks for being
so
on the show. It's been a great show. Yeah, definitely.
I guess I'm going to have to start listening.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have to tune in. You can be my third listener.
This is going to be archived in a couple weeks?
I'm not sure. You're going to be able to get it. It should be replayed on Monday. They do a replay of my show on Monday. And you can get the archive from killradio.org on the front page and from my MySpace page.
You'll get less bookings.
Standing Room Only Radio.
Awesome.
You'll get more bookings.
Awesome.
I'll put in a good word for you. You'll be opening for the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium in no time.
We're old, but we're pro MySpace.
Or Ross Perot.
The original MySpace. OP, the old pro MySpace.
Oh.
Ross Perot?
Ross Perot MySpace. Hey,
yeah.
this track is called A Long Hot Winter. It is the second to last song. By the way, you guys get a great deal after this album. It's 16 songs in 38 minutes. It's total like ADD rock.
All right.
And we sell them for like, what? How much does it show?
So
$5?
We'll sell them for however much you guys want to pay for them.
Yeah,
we'll pay
much.
You to take them. But they're kick ass. I didn't say that.
It's not very sound economical.
Any last words before we take us out with a little song here? Anything you'd like to
we
say?
Love everybody.
To your, you want to say hello to anyone?
I just love Jeremy. And
give us money.
Oh, give them money.
Thanks again for having us.
All right. Yeah, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much.
All right. It's been a fantastic show. Brand new live show next week here on Standing Room Only. And let's learn some more words here. And... thanks for being on the show. All right. Good night, everybody. Let's spin some CDs.